The U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, took center stage on Wednesday evening at the Republican National Convention, accepting his party's nomination to be Mitt Romney's running mate in the campaign to defeat incumbent President Barack Obama. His nomination means both parties will have Catholics running as vice president, a first in history. The themes that dominated Ryan's acceptance speech were responsibility for economic recovery and U.S. leadership abroad. Catherine Jean Lopez, the editor of the National Review Online, says Ryan's official introduction went very well.
He really represented, I think, last night, in again, both tone and substance, a generational change and a real, you know, last time, and he alluded to this, and all the speakers last night, for the most part, alluded to this. He represented a different kind of hope and change, you know, last year, that obviously, 4 years ago, that obviously being the motto of the Obama campaign, hope and change. This is one that is rooted in much more than a ticket, a presidential ticket. It's rooted in tradition and God, and he went out of his way, as did other speakers, in even more explicit terms to say that our rights come from God, not from government, and of course that is an issue we're dealing with in a real specific way, as Catholic entities, Catholic businesses are currently suing the federal government for their religious liberty here. So it was a good night. It was a good night for the Republicans. It was a good night for Paul Ryan.
The young rising talent in the Republican Party, a lot of them are Catholics. And in the United States, of course, traditionally the Democratic Party has been the home of Catholics. Do you think this rise of Catholics, are these people who will be bringing more Catholic social thought into the Republican Party? Do you think it's just a situation of Catholics who hold the views that most Republicans hold, as opposed to it actually influencing how maybe the Republican Party will look in the future?
Well, the answer is I hope so. I hope we'll see more engagement. Paul Ryan might be rare in that I can't think of somebody who's engaged on the level that he has with bishops and others on Catholic social teaching, specifically quoting encyclicals and things of this nature. So I think that he should be encouraging more citizens, period, Catholics, period, to study up, because he's a student of this stuff. And so I think we could see more of it.